रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 56 द फॉरेस्ट अबोड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग रामा अवोक लक्ष्मणा एंड सेड, डियर बॉय, लिसन टू द मेलोडियस साउंड्स ऑफ द डेनिजंस ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट. इट इज टाइम वी वर ऑन आवर जर्नी. Lakshmana shook off his fatigue and stiffness, and they hastened through their morning bath, prayers, and worship. Very soon, they proceeded on the path pointed out by sage Bharadvaja. Rama now and then turned to Sita and said, "Behold, my love, these Kimshaka trees completely hidden under the flowering garments thrown over them by spring. At a distance, they look like so many trees of flame. The Bahalataka trees bend under the heavy burden of fruits, flowers, and foliage. It is a pity there are none to enjoy the beauties. I could spend long years of happiness here, feasting my eyes on these lovely sights. From each tree hangs a respectable big comb of honey, gathered with great care and industry by the ever-busy bees. Lakshmana, listen to the lapwing as it calls out sweetly from the lovely flowers furnished with soft beds of fallen flowers. The peacock replies to it. There the lofty peaks of the Chitrakuta come into view. Countless heads of elephants range over it, while the mountain itself is hid under the clouds of birds. We will roam pleasantly through the dense woods that cover the valleys at its foot." And so they approached the mountain, teeming with beasts, birds, crystal water, fruits, and roots. Rama turned to Lakshmana and said, "Verily, Chitrakuta improves upon acquaintance. I am sure you will have plentiful supply of water, roots, and fruits. You can trust to come upon many a hermitage of Maharishis hereabouts, and we will do well to stay here for a while." Then they proceeded to where the holy Valmiki abode and saluted him reverently. He showed his royal guests every hospitality he could and kindly inquired after their safe journey thither. Rama replied, "May it please your holiness, I am Rama and the son of King Dashrata of Ayodhya. This is my younger brother Lakshmana and that Sita is my wife. We have come here to stay for 14 years as our father has commanded us to do." He turned to Lakshmana and said, "Cut down some strong jambu trees and build a log house for us to dwell in. I could stay here a while." Lakshmana lost no time in erecting a snug little cottage. It was comfortably provided against wind and weather, with strong walls, charming rooms, and thick mats in place of doors. All alone he worked at it, and it was a lovely sight to see. He eagerly awaited the next day for the fresh commands that Rama might have for him, which, observing, Rama smiled and said, "We should make offerings of fleshy tubers to the gods of the waters that protect this cottage. If we desire a long and happy life, we should duly perform the rites enjoined by the Shastras on the occasion of taking possession of a newly built house and propitiate the Bhutas, the Pretas, and the Pishachas that haunt the place. So we avoid fear, disease, or loss of those near and dear to us and enjoy a long and happy life even as immortals in heaven." Lakshmana obeyed his orders, whereupon Rama said, "Have this tuber well cooked. This augurs permanency of a stay here, and the asterism, the day of the fortnight, and the muhurta are all similarly inclined. Long shall we stay here and joyfully." When the tuber had been cooked nicely to a turn and the juices had dried off, Lakshmana turned to his brother and said, "You see this tuber, which is of the color of the black spotted antelope, is well cooked. Your godlike self is well conversant with the rules of sacrifice and may proceed to perform the rites to propitiate the gods." Rama purified himself by a bath and went through the necessary rites on the occasion of taking possession of a newly built house, omitting no detail. profoundly versed in the holy mantras, himself the very embodiment of those mantras, what was it about them he was ignorant of? He propitiated Agni, Varuna, and the 45 deities presiding over a house with offerings, sacrifices, worship, and flowers. He purified himself again and entered the cottage. With a cheerful heart, he made several Vaishvadeva offerings and performed the yagas in honor of Vishnu and Rudra. Next followed the Punya Vacha, the Griha Shanti, and the recitations of the sacred texts to ward off any evil that might befall them during their residence in the cottage. He purified himself and the materials once again with water from the taint consequent of his having performed the Rudra Yagya, and proceeded to lay out offerings to all the elementals with special reference to the malevolent and the cruel beings that wandered about day and night seeking whom they may harm. Altars, as adorn the hermitages of holy ascetics, shrines for the worship of Vishnu and other mighty presences, were laid out according to the Vedas, and the respective gods were installed there to chant the holy mantras. The spirits of the elements were duly propitiated with offerings of flowers, fruits, libations, holy grass, sacred fuel, and Vedic recitations. In an auspicious moment, Rama, Lakshmana, and Sita entered the cottage, so skillfully built by Lakshmana of boughs, leaves, and creepers, and abode there happily, even as the Shining Ones entered the resplendent hall of Sudharma. With restrained senses and mind, they led a happy life in that forest, teeming with various beasts, birds, flowers, and fruits, and echoing to the sounds of serpents, elephants, tigers, bears, deer, and other animals of the forest. They played about in the crystal cool waters of the pools, lakes, and rivers. They gathered the flowers of the seasons and missed not a single joy or delight of the forest life. On the sides of the pleasant mountain Chitrakuta, on the banks of the sacred Malyavati, Rama spent his days as a hermit, free from the cankering care or anxiety, and never regretted his exile from Ayodhya. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.